Welcome to the Friday, March 2nd, 2012 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a great blog post today by Boyan. Boyan recently spent a lot of time and effort looking at Windows log messages. He wrote like this real nice Splunk plugin to analyze them. And here in this diary, he is sharing some of the wisdom he accumulated while doing this. In particular, how things changed with respect to RDP or remote desktop services in Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008. Now, I won't cite all the error numbers. That's a little bit hard to do in a podcast, but I refer to Boyan's diary instead. So let me just focus on some of the highlights. One of the big changes in Windows 7 and Server 2008 was network level authentication. What that means is that if your client supports it, instead of authenticating directly to the server, you may now authenticate against Active Directory. So before, with older versions of Windows, you either used NTLM or Kerberos and got respective error messages. Now, if you're switching to Windows 7 or 2008 and you are using network-level authentication, then you're getting a new set of error codes that indicate that you were authenticating using NLA. So there are two problems here. First of all, you may just not listen and look for these new error codes. And even if you do look for them and see them, they're no real different than any other login failure or success to the domain controller. So you don't necessarily know that someone actually connected to an RDP service. And then again, if you're interested in the exact error codes, take a look at Boyan's diary. And we got an interesting update on one of the outages from yesterday, Microsoft's Windows Azure Cloud Service. The service management was down most of yesterday, appears to be working fine now. Well, the root cause was actually a leap year problem. The service management just wasn't ready for February 29th and as a result didn't operate properly. We had one reader write in saying that they actually also experienced a problem with their security event management system that also didn't recognize February 29th correctly and instead logged some events as March 1st. And a couple times before, I mentioned a case currently in federal court where a woman was compelled to reveal the password for her hard drive. In this particular case, they offered partial immunity, at least for any evidence that was discovered. Still, the woman refused to actually reveal the password for this particular hard drive. The standoff is kind of over now. Turns out the FBI was finally able to break the encryption on the hard drive. I assume brute forcing based on the amount of time it took to actually get that done. And NASA's Inspector General published some interesting testimony about NASA's information security stance. Well, a lot was made out of the fact that a laptop was actually lost with an unencrypted hard drive that contained communication protocols and I assume codes and the like to communicate with the International Space Station. The total monetary loss that he appropriated to a computer security incidents was $9 million. Now, that number may sound large, but I think it's actually not all that bad given the overall scale of IT operations at NASA. For example, the total IT annual budget for NASA is $1.5 billion. So really the security-related loss was less than 1% of that. Also, the total expenditure for IT security is 58 million. So now you can assume, well, if it would double these 58 million for IT security, it probably wouldn't eliminate all of the $9 million, or, you know, spending $9 million on IT security probably wouldn't make a huge dent in the losses. So overall, I guess NASA is actually not doing too badly. I'm not sure if anybody here ever worked with NASA, but a lot big parts of NASA really work like a big research lab and university, and physical security and such cannot always be perfectly maintained in these environments. So definitely, I don't think these numbers are that terrible. Of course, when it affects space operations and so, then definitely, you know, lives may be at risk. And they do state that some of these, not just losses of mobile equipments, but also intrusions did actually have effects on operations. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. I'll be in Europe next week, so the timing may be a little bit off. I'll probably record late in the evening Europe time. So for the folks in the US, it will be a little bit earlier when you see a new podcast live. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.